Right now, we have Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, thanks for joining us today. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. You got a new guy on the switchboard?
Yes. Why?
Yeah.
What happened?
He talked to me like I was new.
Oh.
Oh, you got a segment coming up?
No, he's great.
Usually I get a warm welcome. So. Oh.
Zach is new. Is filling in right now for Frank, who had a baby recently and is at home taking care of the newborn.
Well, Frank is missed. I know he has maternity. He has a lot to spend time with his children, but he was missed.
Oh, well.
He wasn't bad. He just did. I'm just used to, hey,
just
how's
different.
It going, buddy? And we talk for a few minutes.
That's funny. So. Yeah. No, Zach is filling in. He's doing a great job. I wanted to ask you about the reparations conversation that is taking place in Washington, D.C. It seems as though I kind of believe that. Is it a slow news cycle? Because it seems as though that's taking up a majority of the conversation right now. I don't know how seriously people are taking this, thinking it's ever going to get out of the House of Representatives. But when you hear this conversation come to the forefront, what's your immediate reaction to the idea of reparations for the descendants of slaves?
When I look in terms of should we African-Americans get a check, you know, because it's kind of got broke down to that for basically an apology for what happened with slavery. I think the Jim Crow Act was just as bad. The era of afterwards where they kind of tried to sneak back into it by using incarceration and not letting brothers vote and sisters vote and things like that and make it difficult to get jobs. I think that was just as bad. I think when I look at it, if I just break it just straight up, if I just say, I've always been of the mindset where taking responsibility for something is the most important message. I don't care if the check was for $2, but the United States government taking responsibility for the horrible act of slavery, I think, is the message of, like, we are a better nation from it. We acknowledge it. The history books will never tell the accurate depiction of how horrible it was or how many lives were lost just being shipped over or how families were treated and people's men being castrated and foots chopped off and children separated, families separated. Like, there was a lot of atrocities that happened. It wasn't just sometimes we you know, they see movies and stuff where it's like, oh, it was a whipping, and it's not, it's kind of watered down. So I think giving reparations in terms of accepting the responsibility of it and never again, and this is why, I think is important. I'm not concerned with, you know, I don't think that, you know, we should get, you know, $10,000 or something like that, some ridiculous amount. I think the acceptance, I think that would go a long way with relations in terms of the United States has done everything, our government has done everything, and to say that's a part of our history that we understand, we know what happened, we accept responsibility for what happened, and it will never happen again, and let's move forward. And I think that's a good way to close the book. So monetary-wise, no, I don't think it should be like a giant thing, but I would like to just see the responsibility taken by the government of what it was. And at the same time, when that's done, we also need to look at doing something to honor, like, Native Americans. I think that was practically genocide, you know? So, I mean, if we're going to look back at our history, take responsibility for our history, I don't think that you, because you're Caucasian, should pay me money because my great-great-grandfather was a slave. No, I think the same government that spends $9 million on keeping fruit flies in a cage can find a way to get a small amount. I don't think it should be huge. I think it's more symbolic.
Well,
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, let me play for you.
A symbolic gesture, mm-hmm. I'm fine with.
Let's play this. This is President Obama in 2008 talking about reparations and where those reparations could actually be seen here.
I think the reparations we need right here in South Carolina is investment, for example, in our schools. I did a town hall meeting in Florence, South Carolina, in an area called the Corridor of Shame. They've got buildings that students are trying to learn in that were built right after the Civil War. And We've got teachers who are not trained to teach the subjects they're teaching in, high dropout rates. We've got to understand that there are corridors of shame all across the country. And if we make the investments and understand that those are our children, that's the kind of reparations that are really going to make a difference.
You know, that's President Obama talking about the word reparation in the context of investing in something, you know, from the taxpayer's position. Certainly, if you're going to invest in public education, that is a whole lot of a different conversation than, you know, the check that is going to be written to somebody because they're black from somebody because they're white.
Yeah, I mean, if it's literally like if you got a letter from the government that said you have 10 days to write Tyrus a check for $700 for what your ancestors did, that's completely wrong. I get what he's saying in terms of, like, with all due respect to the president, but I disagree in the sense that, like, it's not just black neighborhoods that need that money.
Yeah.
Go across this nation, and it is every color of the spectrum that have poor schools and is rough. And that needs to be something that we should universally be attacking and taking care of. Like I said, for me, like, this is my personal opinion, and I don't know whether you disagree or not. I think I look at more as a symbolic thing. Mm. I don't care if it was for 25 cents, honestly, just a symbolic thing from the government to recognize that that particular point in our history was as bad as we thought it was, and that we're a better nation. And when it's not, those days are behind us, it's not going to happen again, and it won't be tolerated or accepted. So for me, it's more of a symbolic thing. I think if you're going to really look at, go ahead.
I was just going to say the thing that concerns me on whatever gesture is created is if the Democrats were to be the ones that are behind this, or if even the Republicans, if we flip the script and said the Republicans were the ones behind this, like, I don't think for a second that the politicians behind this conversation of reparations are interested in anything other than pandering to some sort of, you know, demographic or voting bloc.
You're 100% right. And to change gears to really add to your point, let's take example, it's Joe Biden, right? It seems like Joe Biden is attacked by the Democrats more than Donald Trump at this point. He made a great point that at one point when these segregationists were in our government, they were in the Senate, they were in Congress, and he had to work with them. And he had to find ways to beat them at their own game, but he still had to work with them. Yeah. Even though that his beliefs and theirs were 100% different. They did not want minorities in their neighborhoods and their schools and their jobs. They didn't want any of that. And he was able to be a part and pass some serious laws to change some things because he was able to work with these people. And Cory Booker came out and attacked him for it. And I found it, as a black man, I found it hilarious because you want to talk about doing something about civil rights and stuff, but you're the guy who ran a bill about making sure the word lynch mobs were illegal. Are you kidding me? That's where we're at, bruh.
Yeah.
We needed to know. I think it's across the board where everybody knows now that lynching is illegal. I don't think we need it specifically written out. I think we all get it. You know, symbolic things like that don't mean anything. Is your claim to fame on civil rights to attack somebody basically because he was white, mm-hmm. Which I think is shameful. The whole point is progress, not reversal. And I just shame on him that was his point. Like, he focused on the word boy, and he said he didn't call me boy. He was referring to his son. I got what Biden was saying.
Yeah.
And I applauded him for finally saying enough of the
rhetoric,
politics, just saying, no, I'm not apologizing. No, look at my record. You're crazy. Like, you know, so good for him. But at the same time, that's, you're so right. I mean, that's what this is. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going to use this, and it's like anything else. Anytime you have a good idea that comes from a good place, there are people who are going to exploit it and make it ugly. And that's why it's really tough. I completely understand where the average white American is like, I didn't do this. I came from this. I shouldn't have to pay for the mistakes of the others. I get that, and I respect that, but we can have a disagreement. That doesn't make them racist. You're not racist because you don't want to play reparations. You're just like, I want to be held accountable for things I've done wrong, not something that's four generations. I get it, and that's where the government's supposed to step in. And in my opinion, if anything, symbolic. Otherwise, Let's just keep working on making an equal playing field and everyone gets the same opportunities and we can call it good.
Yeah, I think you're spot on that. I want to, before I let you go, Tuesday is when Katie and I venture to the big city from little old St. Louis here. Any advice you have for two Midwesterners before we head out there to take on the big city?
Well, the first thing I would say is do not hesitate crossing the street.
Yeah, just do it.
Because you have to own it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's a thing with drivers out here and taxi drivers to mess with tourists who aren't sure. You're going to be in a situation where you have to cross the street. You just got to put the big girl pants on and just own it.
That's okay.
Like,
good.
Do not let it, because they'll get you once and it will happen the other time. The entire thing, bring a sack lunch.
Yeah.
Because everything is overpriced and expensive.
That's good advice,
and
too.
And stiff upper lip, because my experience with New Yorkers is they're extremely rude and self-centered, and the most important thing in the world is their phone that they're looking at when they're walking. So if
nobody's,
you are
watching
lost,
where they're going.
No. And you're going to be in their way regardless. Do not buy anything from a stand. Okay, and let's not, as much as it looks good, the hot dog in the water stand that's been there for 8 hours, let's not do that.
So, all right, well, we'll get good food recommendations from you before we go down there so we know how to use our first days in New York City appropriately.
I meal prep. I get my sensible meal sent to me at my hotel. Right. I don't mess around just because it's so expensive. But you're going there for a very good reason. So I would focus on that. Enjoy yourself. And you know what? When you get home, you'll be really happy that you live in St. Louis.
I love that. All right. Well, next week we will be in New York City. We will see you then. We're excited about that.
Yeah.
People need to really make sure that they are subscribed to Fox Nation, foxnation.com, and watch Tyrus's show, Nuff Said, on Fox Nation. And we appreciate you here, as always, Tyrus. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, you are the best.
Thank you, Tyrus.
Continue your success, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyrus. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.